Danny Wilson, an urban planning manager, delivered the downtown area plan presentation as a representative of Fries & Nichols, the consulting firm hired by the town for this project. Wilson detailed the steps of the planning process, including analysis of existing conditions, establishing a vision and goals, identifying character areas within the town, creating renderings and strategies, and eventual implementation. Wilson specifically described several ways the downtown area plan fits into the Carborough Connects Comprehensive Plan, which was adopted in 2022. He said the DAP will contribute to elements of Carborough Connects, such as affordable housing, transportation, water and energy infrastructure, economic sustainability, parks and recreation, land use, and climate action. Based on public feedback, Wilson listed five overarching goals: climate resilience, a range of housing options, transit flexibility, supporting small businesses, and maintaining historic heritage while also encouraging development.
The vision that we created based on the feedback we received is Carborough's downtown area is a vibrant, walkable, and community-oriented space that balances preserving historic charm with thoughtful growth. The downtown area serves every Carborough resident with particular attention to Black, Indigenous, and people of color and marginalized community members as a place for daily needs, a place to gather with community, and a place to live.
Public engagement was noted as a priority at every step, with Wilson estimating that a total of about 580 people had participated in outreach efforts such as three community events, three stakeholder meetings and presentations, three joint advisory board meetings, and a community survey. Six recurring themes emerged in the public feedback: affordability, public spaces, arts, green space, transportation, and organic growth balanced with historical identity.
We approach projects with no preconceived notions of the community. We want to hear what the community wants so we can craft a plan that reflects the community's values and that the community being built is what the community would like to see.
Following the presentation, several members of the council voiced comments and raised some concerns. Catherine Frey, for example, said the presentation didn't seem to address the issue of maintaining the downtown character through the implementation of the plan.
Equity and anti-displacement are considerably more important than the visual. It's entirely possible to have a town that looks like it respects that historical context and welcomes in neighbors who have been longtime residents, but actually it's a bit of a theme park and the longtime residents have long since moved out because they couldn't afford to stay. So the affordability and the equity components of it, to me, have to take on some additional weight.
Another council member, Randy Haven O'Donnell, wasn't satisfied with the lack of public transit hubs in the plan, saying these were a necessity for Carborough.
Carborough cannot survive on the folks who live in the downtown area. It is dependent upon people coming in. It is dependent upon being a destination. And therefore, if we want to reduce car vehicle use, there needs to be microtransit hubs, not to mention the fact we haven't even talked about how that can happen.
Haven O'Donnell also said she didn't find the community feedback particularly well represented in the renderings when it came to downtown commerce.
The renderings do not show me where daily life needs are included, and yet the feedback showed the basic needs. That's the key interest of folks, to be able to shop for the things that they're most interested in downtown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I did not see renderings that suggested that Carborough would be moving in a direction that could meet those needs.
Councilmember Danny Nowell expressed that he didn't consider the town's current character to be quite as important compared to more tangible considerations when it came to discussions on building heights and appearances.
For my personal calculus is, I tend to be pretty dismissive of the idea of character and like sensitivity about height. Because I think, you know, what so many people like about our downtown is just a familiar phenomenon. People hated brownstones in Brooklyn when they were built. You know, people tend to react very strongly to change and to become very fond of it pretty quickly.
The next steps of the process will be editing the draft for the plan, continuing public engagement efforts, and eventually recommending and considering adoption by the town council. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Crosby.